really a great honor for me to be standing here today. Some of you know I have had the chance to serve as the State Health Commissioner one prior time under Governor Ventura, and issues surrounding what to do about the number one leading cause of preventable chronic illness, premature death and disability, was a hallmark of my commissionership the first time around. And so it's kind of fitting that for my first press conference back in this role a second time, we're still talking about the critical issue that tobacco is for the health of our state. So I appreciate very much your attention to this important topic. So we're here today to release the results of the 2017 Minnesota Youth Tobacco Survey. It's a very important instrument that we use for making public health policy. As a part of this survey, we ask middle and high school students to self-report about their tobacco use. The results of this year's survey show that for the first time in 17 years, overall tobacco use has increased. Over 26% of high school students report using tobacco. That's up 7% from 2014, the last time this survey was done. This increase is largely due to more kids using e-cigarettes. This survey shows that a surprising 1 in 5 high school students now use e-cigarettes. That is a 50% increase from the last survey in 2014. These findings should really be a red flag for us, a worry. E-cigarettes do pose a serious health concern for our youth, as nearly all of these products contain nicotine. And as you'll hear shortly, nicotine is a highly addictive substance that can harm brain development as teens grow. This rapid rise in e-cigarettes is not an accident. It's not a random development. The tobacco landscape is changing, and e-cigarettes are part of a calculated strategy by the tobacco industry. E-cigarettes are sold in stores where kids shop. They're advertised heavily online, on social media, and on TV, in stark contrast to some of the controls that were put in place with other tobacco products years ago. E-cigarettes are flavored to attract kids. 2 in 3 of the students using e-cigarettes report that they use menthol or flavored products. So the great majority of students attracted to these products are using flavored products. Despite our collective efforts to raise awareness of these health threats among parents, educators, and health professionals, as we were before, we are still up against a multi-billion-dollar industry that is combining new products, new technology, with old, time-tested marketing techniques to introduce children to nicotine and new products. These new vaping products are also presenting a new drug use threat. We added a question to this year's survey for the first time, and now have new information that a large number of students are using these vaping devices for other illegal drugs, such as recreational marijuana. Clearly, the changing landscape of tobacco and nicotine use poses a new public health threat that we must adapt to. The good news is that just as the tobacco industry has learned and adapted, so have we. We have evidence-based strategies that we know are effective at reducing youth access and use of these products. As I mentioned, when I was here at the department right after the historic Minnesota settlement of the lawsuit against the tobacco industry, we developed some really important experience and expertise in developing comprehensive evidence-based strategies to combat this public health threat. We had a lot of good evidence about what worked from best practices around the country, and then we ourselves built on those strategies and became a national best practice. So I think we know how to do this. And we will need to pull out all that we know about effective engagement of communities and youth to respond to this now new dimension of the ongoing issues around the entirely preventable harm caused by tobacco products. We have to take on this challenge, and we will, bringing all the best of our scientific knowledge and our community partnerships to bear.